KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school volleyball play around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Harlan downing Atlantic in three straight games. Creston defeated Denison three in a row. Kemper Catholic needed to go the distance to beat St. Albert 3-2. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Griswold outlasting Underwood 3-2. IKM Manning stopping Missouri Valley 3-1. Also, Trainer swept three straight from Audubon. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley beat Arweva 3-0. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Adair Casey 3-0 last night as well. Also in high school volleyball last night, Ankeny Centennial downing Abraham Lincoln 2-0. Abe Lincoln beat Johnston 2-0. It was Earlham over Lenox 3-0. Murray beat Orient Maxburg 3 in a row. Stanton down Nishnabotna 3-1. Well, the weekly high school volleyball rankings out yesterday afternoon look like this. Holy Trinity Catholic retains the top spot in Class 1A. Also locally, Murray is in at number 13, while Griswold debuts this week at number 14 in the poll. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford stays on top, with Trainer staying put at number 10 in the 2A poll. In Class 3A, Solon remains number 1. Red Oak stays in its number 4 spot from last week, while Shenandoah debuts in the list this week at number 14. Also in Class 4A, Harlan is still on top, with Creston number 11 and Lewis Central at number 14 in the poll. And in 5A, it's Ankeny Centennial ranked number 1. Abraham Lincoln stays put at number 9 in this week's poll. Also yesterday, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country rankings were released in the individual rankings locally. Among those who are rated, in boys Class 1A, Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley is ranked 15th, Tim Brink of Riverside ranked 20th, Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley ranked 23rd, and Max Ross of St. Albert is ranked 30th. In girls Class 1A, Rebecca Topham of Griswold is the top-rated runner. Alex Flippin of Griswold is ranked 10th, Hannah Appleseth of Panorama is 11th, Devin Kemble of Panorama 12th, Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley rated 13th, Bree Hoffman of Panorama is ranked 22nd, J.C. Martin of St. Albert 27th, and Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley ranked 30th. In boys 2A, Logan Lorette of Red Oak is ranked 9th. In boys 3A, Cooper McDermott of Creston's rated 14th. Also in girls Class 3A, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is ranked number 11 in this week's poll, while Maria Mostick of Creston is ranked at number 28. Also, the team cross-country rankings this week in boys 1A, West Fork is ranked number 1. Locally, Nottoway Valley is number 4. Tri-Center is 7th, and St. Albert is number 14. In the girls' Class 1A ratings, Pekin is number 1. Panorama is 6th. Griswold is in at 7. Underwood is 10th, and Missouri Valley is ranked 13th. In Class 2A boys, Unity Christian is ranked number 1. Shenandoah is in the poll at number 6. In girls 2A, Unity Christian is ranked number 1 there as well. Also in boys' Class 3A, Gilbert is top-rated, with Harlan number 12. And in girls 3A, Decorah is the top-ranked team in the state. Well, we have an 8-man football game tonight for you here on KJAN as 2-1 Adair Casey will hit the road. They'll visit 8th-ranked Coon Rapids Bayard. Coon Rapids Bayard coach John Kesselring helped to lead Adair Casey to a state title when he was a player. He was the quarterback back in the day, but now he has to coach against his alma mater. Kesselring says he's impressed looking at the Bombers' speed.
You know, our style of football is pretty, you know, physical, smash mouth, and you know, try to grind it out with teams. That's kind of what our kids like. Well, Adair Casey, they're just really quick. They're a little bit different than what we've seen in the last 2 weeks. So we're going to have to be ready to slow down, you know, all the speed that they're going to bring on Friday.
Adair Casey coach Chris Beierlein, who was Kesselring's high school teammate, says that Zach Evans is his main concern when he scouts the Crusaders.
When he runs the ball, he has a full head of steam coming at you, and his feet do not stop moving. He gets hit with that first contact, and he's going to keep going. And he gains another 2 or 3 yards after, you know, some guys have wrapped up on him, but he's going to take you with him. And he keeps his feet going nonstop, and that's a great thing in a running back.
Evans has run for 600 yards in the first 3 games of the season, and he leads a potent ground attack for 3-0 Coon Rapids Bayard. Our pregame show gets underway at 6:30 tonight, with kickoff set for 7 o'clock. You can hear that game live here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com or on your smartphone with the free KJAN app. And you can also watch the live video stream of the game tonight on the TV page at KJAN.com. That's just one of a number of 8-man games around the area tonight. Some of the other matchups include Exira EHK hosting Arweva. That's in District 1. Also in District 1, Booyer Valley heads to West Harrison. Woodbine will host River Valley. In District 7, 8-man, in addition to the Adair-Casey-Coon Rapids-Bayard matchup tonight, Guthrie Center plays at Murray. Glidden-Ralston will host East Union. Also in 8-man District 8 tonight, Cam is at Essex. East Mills is at Stanton. Fremont Mills is at Nishnabotna, while Lennox plays at Sydney tonight. Well, coming off a 7-6 win over Glenwood to open up district play last week, the Atlantic football team is home tonight to try to extend their winning streak to 3 games as they host ADM. The Trojans haven't been able to muster a lot of offense so far this season, but the defense has come up big in their last 2 wins. Last week, the Trojans stopped the Rams twice on the 1-yard line, with one of those stops turning into a 99-yard, 22-play, 9-plus minute drive for the winning touchdown. After facing 3 teams that predominantly run the ball, Trojans head coach Eric Waldstein says his team will face a 1-2 Tigers club that likes to throw the ball a lot.
This kind of tends to be a little bit more what our defense is built for, is against the spread offenses and the teams that like to throw the ball. Because we do bring a lot of pressure, and we want that guy back there holding the football to make some bad decisions and make some bad throws. And, hopefully we make more big plays than they do.
Last week, ADM lost a 7-6 matchup themselves against Dallas center Grimes that saw the Tigers throw 4 interceptions. Waldstein hopes his Trojan squad can cause the same type of turnover problems tonight. Kickoff this evening at the Trojan Bowl set for 7:30. And you can hear more from Coach Waldstein this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Also in Class 3A District 8 tonight, Harlan is on the road at Dallas Center Grimes. Creston plays at Greene County, while Glenwood is at Winterset. In 2A District 8 play tonight, among the matchups, Clarinda hosting East Sac County, Kemper Catholic at South Central Calhoun, Shenandoah visits Prairie Valley, and Red Oak will host West Central Valley. In Class 1A District 1, AHSTW is at home to Otobolt Arthur BCIG. IKM Manning is at West Monona. Missouri Valley plays at Trainer. Southwest Valley is at Underwood. In 1A District 8 tonight, among the matchups, we mentioned Southwest Valley at Underwood. Also, Panorama is at home against Woodward Granger. In Class A District 1 tonight, Audubon has a big date on the road at Logan Magnolia. Griswold will host Maple Valley tonight. Riverside is at St. Albert, and Tri-Center is at Westwood. Also in Class A Football District 8 tonight, Bedford plays at Earlham. Also, Nottoway Valley is on the road at Pleasant Valley this evening. In college football last night, Kansas State was able to keep 5th-ranked Auburn's offense in check, but the 20th-ranked Wildcats also made way too many mistakes in a 20-14 home loss to the Tigers. Nick Marshall threw for 231 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Auburn improve to 3-0, despite being held to only 130 yards, 200 below their season average. Wildcats quarterback Jake Waters had 245 passing yards, but also tossed a couple of interceptions, while the Tigers forced 3 turnovers. K-State kicker Jake Cantelli missed 3 field goal attempts as the Wildcats fell to 2-1. In the NFL last night, Devin Hester made NFL history while the Atlanta Falcons were producing one of the most lopsided wins in team history. Hester returned to punt 62 yards for a touchdown midway through the second quarter to give the Falcons a 35-0 lead in their 56-14 blowout over Tampa Bay. It was his 20th return for a touchdown, and that breaks the previous league record of 19 set by Deion Sanders. Hester also scored on a 20-yard run in the second quarter. The Buccaneers are now 0-3 on the season. In a baseball last night, Tony Cruz singled in the winning run in the 13th inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals moved closer to their second straight National League Central title with a 3-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. The defending National League champs took 2 of 3 in a tight series that featured only 12 runs and another game that lasted 12 innings, and they lead the division by 2.5 games with 9 games left to go. They begin their final home series of the year tonight with the 1st of 3 against Cincinnati. Pittsburgh kept pace with the Cardinals last night as they won an interleague play 3-2 over Boston. In other National League action, Washington beat Miami 6-2, the Dodgers over Chicago 8-4, Colorado beat Arizona 7-6, San Diego downing Philadelphia 7-3. In the American League, Texas beat Oakland 7-2, the Yankees over Toronto 3-2, Cleveland in 13 innings, a 2-1 winner over Houston, while Seattle beat the LA Angels by a 3-1 final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.